Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Joe LaBava is our guest. He's our good friend, the president of an outstanding franchise organization. Joel is one of our top franchise experts, and he's been with us a number of times before in the past to talk to us about franchising, and he's our good friend. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Tell us the name of your company.
Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated. Kind of a short name.
Yeah. Out of the great state of Ohio. And what's the news in the area of franchising? How's across the nation, do you know anything about how franchising is doing?
Yes. Franchising is, this year, fairly steady. The summer is a little quieter than usual, and that's what I'm hearing from the franchise companies that I work with. It is the flow of new prospects looking into getting into business is down. I would estimate about 15%.
Huh.
But that is in direct relation to the job market. The job market's been pretty strong for a couple of years. So when the job market's good, franchising in general doesn't do as well. I am hearing from outplacement counselors that the job market is starting to tighten up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people ask me why as you may have heard me say before, the business obituaries have gone up by 20% in the last 6 or 7 years.
Yes.
Because when I started doing my show almost 10 years ago, sometime after that, a year or two after that, I saw some SBA research that showed that 50% of businesses were failing in 5 years. In the last year, Dun & Bradstreet did a report that showed, they came up with a study that showed that 50% of businesses were failing in 4 years. Now that's a 20% increase in business obituaries. And I had a lot of people ask me, why do I think that happened? And I said, I think it's because a lot of people started their business out of necessity back in the early part of this decade, this century.
Yes.
When they didn't have a job, when the economy got soft back in 2000, 2001, 2003, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And they started businesses, and probably as a reaction to being out of work, they started a business. They weren't capitalized enough. They didn't understand what all that entailed, and so therefore they started one, and they folded up in a year or two or three, and I think that's what you're talking about. The economy being really, really good and 1.3 million jobs being created every year by the economy is not necessarily good for business ownership or franchise ownership, is it?
No, it isn't. It's all about the level of pain that the career transition people are in. If there are good jobs around and folks don't have to move from their area, mm-hmm. they're going to keep looking for a job. When the job market tightens up, as it is starting to do around here, the frustration level is a little higher, and folks start looking at some alternative options, one of which could be franchising.
Right. What about, our population is aging, as you know.
Yes.
And the baby boomers are, my generation, your generation, Joel, they're retiring, many of them, from one job, from one career. They're retiring as teachers or government, other type of government employees, or from a large company or whatever. They're retiring at 55 or 60 or whatever. Are those people likely prospects for franchises?
I would say a small percentage of those folks will be prospects for franchising. Of course, they must have the net worth required and some liquid capital required, and it depends why they want to get into it. You know, if it's a teacher, does a teacher want to start a learning center because he or she still likes teaching, mm-hmm. or do they want to start a learning center because it makes a good business decision? time of their lives. Depends on age, capital, and what their goals are.
Right. Well, of course, a lot of them are retiring, coinciding with their retirement. Their parents are, you know, are passing on and leaving them with some. As we know, baby boomers are inheriting a lot of wealth these days.
Yes, they are.
And so, you know, are they moving into that? I wonder how much the stock market is a competitor with franchising and business ownership, Joel, because more and more people, as you know, are invested in the stock market, and they think that they can make some money there.
Yes, and when the stock market has large fluctuations like the last week or two, folks start thinking, should I do this instead? Should I invest in a business of my own as a way to build equity as opposed to waiting for the stock market's gyrations to mm-hmm. slow down?
What is your advice to people if they're sort of, you know, let's say that they're in that 50 plus range where they've got some cash, and they know that they expect to live a long time, they want to be productive, they're not ready to, you know, our generation, Joel, is not planning on going to the shuffleboard right away. We're gonna keep working and staying productive, I think, don't you?
Yes, and I'm hearing that from a lot of people, but the reality is, depending on the kind of business model, in other words, if it's a retail business that someone wants to get into and they're 55, 60 years old, I always try to prepare them and tell them that, you know, you're going to be on your feet a lot, you know. You're going to be working 60, 70 hours a week possibly. Now, the way out of that is to involve the family.
Right.
And the kids and the grandkids make it a family business. So grandpa and grandma are more of an investor,
right?
And a part-time employee. They can have some fun.
That's a real good point. Yeah, and the retail thing. I was in retail for a long time way back in the early part of my career. And whenever somebody tells me they want to go into retail, Joel, I say, well, why do you want to do that?
Right. That's what I say too.
And they almost always say, well, I like people.
Mm-hmm.
And I remind them, though, Joel, something that I never have heard anybody else say, but I learned this a long time ago. There's a lot of difference between people and the public.
That's right.
You know, loving people, liking people is one thing, but it takes a special kind of person to love the public, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does, with all the headaches to go with it.
Stand by, Joel Nababa, folks. He's going to be back with us right after these messages. We're going to talk some more about franchising and those opportunities right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find our show and the articles and the newsletter and the blog and lots of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. The second one, askjim.biz, is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now, including answers to your franchise questions. Thanks in part to our good friend Joel Nababa, who's our guest this half hour. Joel has contributed significantly to both of our websites, and Joel, we appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to help.
Thanks for all the content that you provided us, especially the most recent work that you've done with us at AskJim.biz. Folks, I encourage you to check that out. No barrier to entry. Both sites are free. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Joel Nababa is the president of Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated out of the great state of Ohio. Give us your website, Joel.
The website is, I'll give you the blog site because that's been pretty popular, thefranchiseking.typepad.com.
The Franchise King.
typepad.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. What kind of feedback are you getting from your blog on franchising? What are people interested in?
It's very interesting. The feedback I'm getting is all positive, and most of the talk on the blog is about different franchise concepts being popular from a branding standpoint. And here's where I'd like to throw some caution to the wind to those of the listeners that are thinking about getting into franchising. I always say, don't get into a franchise just because you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the branded franchise concepts, the biggies, have a lot of problems that you don't know about. And if mm-hmm. you don't know how to do the proper research, you can get burned.
Sometimes they've spent more resources hyping their brand than they have hardening their business model.
Yeah, and taking care of their franchisees and supporting
right.
them.
Right.
So
the more their brand is hyped, the less they actually they feel that they can. You know, it's really important to find out how the franchisors treat their franchisees, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there's ways to find out, and you go right to the franchisees, and you ask questions, and you call 10 or 15 of them, and you find out what the real deal is.
Not one or two. I like that you said that, Joel.
Not one or two.
10 or 15. Go ahead and make the darn phone calls.
Make the calls.
Go see them.
Visit a couple stores. You know, see what the day in the life of is. See what the reality is of that business.
Well, here's the thing. Find one that'll let you hang out with them.
Yeah.
Because if you do this, one day you'll be able to pay that back.
That's right. That's right. That's one of the best things about franchising is you have a network of people that hopefully are very similar to you that have taken the risk already that you can talk to.
Have you found that franchisees are helpful that way, that they're interested in helping prospective franchisees?
It depends on the franchisor. It depends on the training program from the beginning. Because a good franchisor tells franchisees, you want to make buddies with all the franchisees around you. Because there's co-branding opportunities, you can advertise for less money.
Well, you never know when I need some supplies and you need some supplies.
Right.
And yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I've definitely found that the good franchise companies do show their franchisees how to network with one another.
So how can we pick that up if we're trying to eliminate the bad ones pretty quickly? What kind of questions could we ask about the environment, about the type of environment that the franchisor tries to create?
The first question that I always suggest to my candidates to ask is, would you do it again?
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge one, because that opens up the door to a lot of other things. And usually the franchisee will start talking about, well, if I had to do it all over, et cetera, et cetera. And mm-hmm. then I would ask, are you happy with the way the franchise company supports you? They will tell you. And mm-hmm. you want to hear the good and bad. It's very important to hear both.
Well, and should we be prepared not to hear all good news but not to run away just because of that?
Yes. I tell people that
I mean, nothing's perfect.
No, it's not perfect, but I like to see 80% of the franchisees being pretty darn happy.
80%. How about 80% of what they say is about what any individual will say? In other words, it's possible that 100% of them could be happy 80% of the time.
That's true.
See what I mean? In other words, you won't. You know, I don't know that I'd be careful if I found somebody who was happy with everything, because I'm not sure that person is watching the same game.
Right. Or maybe they're making so much money that everything's wonderful.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But the due diligence is really critical, isn't it?
So important. Just ask the right questions.
Well, we got about 30 seconds. Give us you've given us one good question. You know, would you do it again? That's a good one.
Would you do
what's one more?
Here's kind of a different one. If I was your cousin, who would you recommend that I purchase this franchise?
Right. Would you recommend this to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that gets to the heart of things. And the franchisees will start talking and opening up. Just don't ask them how much you're making. As the first question.
Yeah, exactly.
Not over too well.
Yeah, that's not good. That's a good point. Excellent point. Give us that website again, Joel.
Sure, thefranchiseking.typepad.com.
That's his blog. Hey, Joel, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Yes.
Quick break. Right back with David Minter. We're going to talk about ideas. Stay with us.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.